Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
More dismal numbers from retailer Pick n Pay, but CEO Sean Summers says the worst is now behind the company. Reporting its half-year figures, Pick n Pay's loss before tax and capital items grew nearly 26% to 1.1 billion rand. A company statement says that reflects trading losses at Pick n Pay and higher borrowing costs. Summers says the results are in line with the business plan. He adds that encouragingly, the second quarter showed a consistent bi-period improvement over the first quarter, a trend that continues. The recent rights offer raised over 4 billion rand, 106% oversubscribed, and Summers confirmed that Pick n Pay will list its low-cost Boxer business on the JSE by the end of this year. That's targeting as much as 8 billion rand. It would be the African continent's biggest IPO this year. Pick n Pay shares are up as much as 5.4% on the JSE and have gained 38% so far this year. South Africa's improving economic prospects after years of lackluster economic growth will result in better fiscal metrics and may soon lead to an upgrade of its junk-rated debt. That's according to RMB Morgan Stanley, which says South Africa stands out as the fastest improving fiscal story across Morgan Stanley's emerging market scope coverage when measuring for fiscal risk premiums. RMB Morgan Stanley says it expects Wednesday's budget update to confirm a primary surplus in the year through March 2024. It also sees government debt stabilizing at around 74% of GDP over the medium term. As you may recall, we've been without an investment grade rating from all three of the ratings agencies since 2020. World markets generally up, and we ended last evening with a fresh record high for the JSE All Share, up 0.7%, 87,643. The top 40 not quite there, although it was up 0.6%. London's FTSE ended up 0.5%, and in New York, the Dow also hit another record close, up 0.7%. No such joy for the S&P 500 with the NASDAQ, both closing up 0.25%. Tokyo, Hong Kong, Sydney this morning, all up around 0.5%. The US dollar remains firm at 1.08 against the euro. The rand's unchanged, 17.72 to the dollar, 19.16 to the euro, 22.97 to sterling. Gold this morning at 2,752. That's also a fresh record high. Platinum, 1,044. Bitcoin just under 71,000. Brent crude oil just over $71.50 a barrel. Oil sharply down on the reduced risk of war in the Middle East.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.